Hello there on this episode of the Wild Wild Web.
Hundreds of people turned up in New York to see a man do what?
Welcome to the untamed realm of the world's wide web. A swirling vortex of weirdness, bullying, and self-obsessed social media posts. In this digital jungle, Jonal and Ben are your fearless guides, leading you through the wildest parts of the wild, wild web.
This is the Wild Wild Web.
Actual stories of things that are happening around the wild, wild world that we've seen on the Wild Wild Web. And this one, I really like this story. Okay, so there's a guy in New York. A couple of months ago, he put up some social media posts. He's wearing, you don't know who he is, but he's wearing like a balaclava, an orange, a bright orange balaclava. And he's got one of those, you know, sometimes lollies and things come in a large tubs, the sort of plastic tubs.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
He's got cheese balls. And he's like, I'm going to eat this entire jar of cheese balls, Union Square, New York, April 27th, 3 p.m. Let's put it out there. Put some little flyers up around Union Square as well. Hundreds and hundreds of people turned up to watch him, cheer him on, to eat this entire. So he turns up. He's still in his orange, bright orange neon balaclava. Can't see his face. And they cheered him on as he ate the entire jar of cheese balls.
Have a listen. I've lived here for 12 years. I don't think I've seen anything more transformative.
Oh my God.
It was life changing, really.
They're calling him Cheese Ball Man. They're calling him Cheese Ball Man at the end. Now, so now he's Cheese Ball Man. So he ate.
He did the whole jar?
Yeah, the entire jar. He said there was moments that he felt midway through he was going to be really sick. But everyone just started chatting, keep it down, and he got through it.
Isn't that a wonderful part of the world that you could do? I mean, we could try and do that, but I don't think you'd pull a crowd.
It's unbelievable the amount of people that are in these videos. They're all just around watching him, cheering him on, all got their photos. He also said the remarkable thing as well, look at all those people right in the middle of New York.
Oh my God.
Like hundreds. He's also gluten-free. And he forgot to buy the gluten-free ones. So he was like, so he turned up and he's like, damn it, I didn't buy the gluten one, the ones without gluten. So he basically is like, I'm here now.
He couldn't, too late to go, hey, wait everyone, I've got to go get some gluten-free ones.
Aren't they made with corn? Wouldn't they be gluten-free anyway?
Well, yeah, he was like, I think you can. Anyway, right. He rated it, he seems to be okay. And he was blown away by the amount of people. Like, he did not expect that to happen. So signing autographs, doing stuff afterwards, taking photos.
Only in America, too, will you get the chant, USA.
I know. Eat those balls is quite good. And then USA.
Eat those balls.
Someone was still doing a USA, USA. Then they changed it to eat those balls, eat those balls.
I've lived here for 12 years.
That's a great chant, isn't it?
I don't think I've seen anything more transformative.
It was a huge crowd. Crowd. That's the power of social media, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. I mean, you still look at the comments on stuff and people are like, there's always
rattle through the comments. What do we got?
Okay, so there's things where people say the most American thing I've ever seen, that's great.
Yeah.
Give that a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Heart.
And then it was like this is so lame. There are real worries and crises in the world, and we're worried about a cheese ball man and a tub of cheese balls. Tragically sad. I mean, yes, there is. There is far bigger things in the world.
That's why we need these things.
You do need those little lighthearted things. I'd say.
Imagine a few bloody Israel-Palestine ones in there.
Yeah,
chucked in.
Worthy thing
poignant.
To be talking about and to thinking about as well. But
you're
right, Megan. It's nice to have those little things that. You know, that keep things interesting. There was a guy in Philadelphia apparently did a similar thing a few months ago. He's like, I'm going to eat an entire rotisserie chicken. Come down and see me do that. So it's pretty impressive.
What do you think you could eat an entire version of?
Oh, just
if you eat large.
I always feel like you can do more in your mind than you actually can. You're all like, that'd be easy. And then you actually go to do it and you're like, oh my God, I'm getting quite full quite fast.
Who did we interview? And then you were like, "Oh, get New Zealand's biggest burger," and you made me eat it. Try and eat it.
What's the cartoon? The animated one.
About a burger.
The burger joint. I just had a mind blank.
It's very popular. Pop. Yeah.
Bob's Burgers.
Bob's Burgers.
And we had all the cast of the voicing cast, and we got New Zealand's biggest burger. We got it made. It was massive.
Mm. And like, I'm going to make Jono eat this. And I started eating it, and I'm like, shit, it's quite filling.
But he didn't eat much at all. Like, nothing. It was like Man Nibbles Burger is what we called it afterwards. Like, he's cheeseball, man. The guy
he
had a whole lot of cheese.
He during the day. No, usually,
he just nibbled a couple. It was like a little bird had picked at it. And I was like, this is... I nibbled it. It
huge waste of the burger. Everyone's time. Yeah. No, I'll let everyone down there. I'll put my hand up there. Yeah. Just did not
didn't
have
even commit to it. I just kind of nibbled around it and then went, oh, well.
I do appreciate those that can sit down and eat. You know, huge amounts of food.
Isn't one of the champions in New Zealand, isn't she like quite like
Nella.
A slender?
Yeah, she she's awesome. We've done a bit. We sent her over to actually a few years ago to the hot dog eating champs in New York because we thought, oh, she's got a good crack at doing it. But she said when she got over there, she did really well. I mean, this is amazing what people do. They eat so many of those hot dogs. She didn't really realize how cold they would be because they've all been sitting there for ages. You know, when you think about it.
We had trained her up on, you know, lukewarm hot dogs,
but
hadn't we?
Like, yeah, just stale cold. She did all right. She's really good. She's amazing what she eats.
She still does stuff.
Do you remember how many she ate?
I can't actually remember.
Probably Google
but
it.
But like the Joey Chestnut and people like that are eating like 70 something and like a whole.
Are you Joey?
It's crazy. Like it's.
But they dip, it's a really uncomfortable watch. Have you seen it?
Yeah, they dip it in
water. Water. It's like getting soggy and they just kind of slide down their throats, basically.
But even like 70 hot dogs, that shouldn't. Even if you've chewed it up, that surely that shouldn't fit inside of you.
It's inside your stomach. 76 is his record. Yeah. Which is crazy.
If you laid out 76 hot dogs, that would be like the length of you anyway, right?
Yeah. Man didn't nibble on the hot dog that day. The man.
She ate 16. Yeah. Says here.
Yeah. Oh which God, is sick. When you think about 16 and the bread, it's not just the hot dog that, you know, it's the bread as
that's
well.
Heaps.
2015. Yeah. The
major
there
for the burger thing.
You should have. Yeah, I don't know why you relied on me for that. Major leaking. But these people to her, she's a competitive eater. Like this guy, Joey Chestnut, and all these people, they're like her. They're her Avengers.
Well, they would be, yeah. Right.
Yeah, they're her heroes. And she
was
got
she like fangirling?
Oh, heart.
Yeah, she got to meet them all. She got to hang out with them all because they have a female competition and a male competition. She got to hang out. So it was pretty cool. We didn't have the budget to send us over there with her. But we
sent our cameraman Andy.
Yeah, so just sent Andy and Nella over there. But they got some great stuff over there, yeah.
Yeah. It was like it was a very unusual trip. Well, he said she was lovely.
Yeah.
But he was like, it was just me, a fully grown man with... taking this young girl over to a hot dog.
She wasn't like a child or anything, but it's still, but, you know, it's still.
Times were tough. We had to scrimp on the budget, but he had a blast.
Yeah. When she goes to like dinner, just normal dinner, does she need to eat more than the rest of
us? You wonder that, eh?
Or is
she's done some amazing things. You follow her on Nella Zissa is her name. She often does it like challenges on a Monday where she just eats just an enormous amount of just. Huge plates of stuff. It's crazy what she can put away. It's incredible.
We'll just take a quick break there, and we'll be back after this. Welcome back. I'm just like, how is it? You wouldn't eat for like 3 days afterwards, you wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, you wonder that, if it's all just kind of there. Oh, we did. We went around and we had a sausage at every Bunnings store in the country. Over Monday to Friday? Was it over a week? That was over a week. And there's 50s, was it? Oh, I can't even remember now. We ate a lot of sausages in the 50s.
But that was spaced
and
out.
And it was kind of spaced out. There was one day I think we ate about 13 or something, and that was quite a lot. It felt like there was a lot in your stomach. But then I wanted to eat other stuff because I was like, I just want to eat some fruit or some vegetables around that as well.
What's
just,
the craziest thing you've had to eat for radio, Megan?
Do you actually want to know?
Yeah, I'd love to.
I've eaten like insects in Cambodia. I've also drunk... bull semen.
Bull semen? Oh, did you get some bull semen? Oh,
yeah, right. I mean, it tasted like vanilla. That I think they'd put a flavour with it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was the texture that got me more than anything.
Yeah, I imagine it'd be quite gooey.
Syrupy.
Is it syrupy?
Syrupy, yeah.
It's probably one of those things, if you didn't know, it was probably like mentally.
Know,
like, yeah,
it would probably be like vanilla, like cough medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
Radio, different time back then, wasn't it?
And it was more than you would want. Like it was quite a large.
Like a
it was like a shooter. You know, not a shot glass. One of those like big tall shooters.
Oh jeez.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And what was
it's amazing what you do when there's like people filming you and people chanting. Yeah, and you know, it's for the radio. You're like,
oh, we did many things like that over the years of TV and stuff. Yeah. You're like, whatever. If you
so
do
you're
this?
Saying if we started chanting now, me, you'd eat that stapler. Me,
USA, USA. That'd be right. I always say that all the time. It's like people are like, do you want to do it? You're like, no, you know. But if there's camera around and thing, it's like, yeah, okay, or I'll do it. I'll probably do it.
We're
it's
professionals,
fine.
You know.
Yeah, that's right. Show people, showbiz, baby. Because you went in for an interview on the same show that you were on, Megan. Remember you just went in for an interview? You just thought he was plugging our television show.
Oh, that was, on The Edge. Yeah, that was on, it was, I think, I don't think you were there that day, but Dom and JJ were there.
Was The Edge Breakfast years ago?
Yeah, he just went in as a guest.
So I went in with Jeremy Corbett. Our TV show, Jono and Ben were on, was on that same night as 7 days. So Jeremy Corbett, you know, esteemed Jeremy Corbett and myself walked in there for an interview to plug both our shows. And then they went, oh, we're doing these little things.
Classic.
We're doing classic things to plug the show, you have to go through this. And Jeremy went, well, I'm not doing that, which fair enough. And so it all fell on me. So
what did they make you
I walked out of there. I got my nipple pierced. I think I ended up having to sing as well, like karaoke terrible. I got my undies, like a wedgie from the New Zealand's Strongest Man. My undies ripped off and went quite far up my bum. Oh my
bleeding, God. Had a bleeding bottom.
Yeah, and I think I got some waxing as well. I came out of here.
He's like, I've got both my nipples pierced, I'm waxed, and my underpants are bleeding.
I was a little like, shit. I was like, what just went on? I just went in for a radio interview. But
I wasn't there.
I mean, I did say yes, I wasn't there, and that's what, you know, they do. I could have said no, like Jeremy.
But it's like consent under duress, you know?
I could. And, we bugged the crap out of the show.
What'd you do with the nipples?
Is it still pierced?
No, I took it out. Actually, that hurt more. I've had it done a couple of times with my nipples just for radio and TV stuff, but I found it hurts more taking it out than it did going in.
It's such a sensitive area.
Because it's probably not really sitting in there. Oh, I'd take it out quite soon. I didn't leave it in for a day or anything.
Ouch.
It's still quite tender.
Ouch.
But yeah.
Yeah. No one wants tender.
I think they thought both you and I were coming in. There was going to be like, one of us has to do this.
Jeremy's just like, you're up, mate.
Jeremy Corbett.
Can you imagine Jeremy Corbett having his
pierced his nipple.
Comes out of there with a pierced nipple.
Here's an idea for our show. Get him back.
Get him back.
Redemption.
What are you doing?
Here's everything I went through.
Yeah.
I don't think Corbett. I mean, love Corbett. He's great. He's given us a lot of time over the years.
You really took a hit from that day, though.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I need to wedgie him until his butt bleeds, you know? I have more respect for him than that.
Yeah. I saw that same guy at a strongman competition. Remember, he turned up. He's like, hey, we've got history. You want another wedgie? I'm like, yeah, while we're here. And did it again. I don't think that made the cut of the TV show either.
Oh, that's
so.
Right. Yeah. You didn't bleed that time, did you?
No, it was fine. It was one of my favorite pairs of underpants, too, which was a shame. Because you don't go on it going, well, this is going to be.
I'm going to get these ripped off me.
I was just like, you know, radio interview, wear some good undies. That's all right.
Like your mum always
just
says.
In case.
Yeah. Wear a nice pair of undies to a radio interview, and that was why.
Yeah.
You know, they're getting ripped off.
Yeah, exactly. Part of the fun of radio back in the day. It's still, you know, crazy stuff being done from time to time on radio.
Yeah, I don't think you get away with any of that anymore.
What was the bull seminal fluid? Was that up there with the craziest stuff you had to do? I know you've talked about going in the plane.
Oh, yeah, I had to walk down Ponsonby Road in Auckland in a bikini. I've had stunts done where I thought it was real and it wasn't.
Right, those are quite good though.
Wasn't
there a knife throwing one?
Yeah, there was a knife throwing one. I wore Mike McRobert's bulletproof vest that he wore in like war-torn countries. Mm. He loaned it to me and I thought I was blindfolded getting knives thrown at me. But they were just jamming them in the board.
If you thought that was happening.
Yeah.
I had a helmet on, but it could have hit my face.
Yeah. You get a sleepless night before something like that happens?
Yeah.
So you knew it was coming?
Yeah.
Good times.
It's been a few.
Get the babes back out in bikinis on the streets.
Done more.
Yeah, well, yes.
I pashed JJ Feeney.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say I pashed me. I was like, I don't remember that stunt. That was the wildest thing we've done. No,
ripped your underpants off.
Yeah, it was. But a lot of time back then, it wasn't filmed either, really. You know? So now
you're like, what a waste. Bloody hell.
Nowadays it's filmed. Everything's filmed for radio content.
Yeah,
it's
you're right.
Social media.
A lot of times you're like, no one can see this.
Yeah, I don't think anyone saw my nipple. Like, I don't think that footage went anywhere.
But I feel like you've done crazier stuff not for radio.
Yeah. You probably go through a period there where you do a lot of those things. A lot of tattoo-based stuff over the years, things like that. You know, a lot of stuff you... I mean, I don't mind looking back. They've all kind of got stories on a lot of that stuff. You're kind of like, oh, yeah, did that thing.
Have you... Ben's bottom has just been a canvas for... Have you got much spare space left on it?
Not a lot. But it's all, you know, if you want to advertise your business.
He's got...
Who are you advertising to?
Well, not me.
Sometimes his wife, Amanda. Oh, I must go get some curtains from...
limited audience.
What's a curtain, basically?
Auckland Drapes, is it? Okay, what was their number? What was the pop star's name you got?
Astrid S. So, yeah. So I got...
Do you know Astrid S?
No.
So Jono did it first. Got Jono... You did it. You tattooed Jono and Ben on there, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you did the N backwards or something like that, you know. The showman did something wild and crazy. So it doesn't really quite look like Jono and Ben. And then Sharon added her one when we were doing the radio show with Sharon. And then Astrid S was there. It was on an Edge promo. She was over there and they were like, does someone want to get a tattoo? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm here now. Might as well do it.
She's Swedish pop star.
Yeah, I just Googled.
Do you know her?
She had a really cool song at the time.
Yeah.
In New Zealand. She was over here for Edge Fest.
Right.
And then Dwayne Johnson, I got a love heart to Dwayne Johnson, saying I heart Dwayne Johnson. And then he signed my bum and I got that tattooed. So, you know, there's a lot going on there. And my daughter said when she was younger, she's like, why does your bum have a message? That's what she said. So that's a very, very good
why
point.
Why does your bum have a message?
That's a very good point.
The Rock does interviews. They're like, what's the craziest thing a fan's ever done? He's like, well, actually.
He actually did. It was the thing that really blew us away. So we interviewed him, right, over Zoom, him and Emily Blunt, and we talked about my love heart tattoo.
Yeah.
And he'd seen it. And that was crazy. He was like, I've seen that. Wait a second. And he got out his phone and he had it on his phone. And he's like, I sent this to Emily the other day. As like, look at this. And telling her that she should do this just as a gag. And I'm like, I'm a joke, but a funny joke. You know, like they're sending me around as like, look at this idiot. But that's cool.
Oh my God. I love that.
Yeah. And then we were lucky enough to interview him a year later. And he was like, wait a second. I know you guys from somewhere. And then he went, that's right. The tattoo.
The butt tap.
Yeah.
The butt tap.
Can I make a public apology to Astrid S?
Yeah.
She's from Norway.
Oh, Norway.
Not Sweden.
Yeah.
But she performed on the final of the Norwegian X Factor recently.
Really good.
She's still kicking on.
Yeah.
Still kicking on, 27 years old.
Yeah.
So Ben's always hoping for another worldwide number one.
Yeah, another worldwide smash. We're good. Me and Astrid S hoping for that at some stage.
Hey, well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Wild Wild Web. Go and have a wild, wild, wild day, as they say.